verse 7. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. And so passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Does this passage strike anybody as a little bit strange? Anybody at all? No? A couple people sharing here. Philip? Yeah, just a little bit weird. I mean, the Holy Spirit forbid them to preach the gospel in Asia. What is up with that? Forbid them from going into Bithynia. I mean, wait a minute. If everybody needs salvation and Jesus Christ is the way to God because he opened that door with his own blood, as a sacrifice for our sins, to pay our punishment for us so that we could be reconciled to God. If he made that incredible sacrifice and all the world needs that treasure that God has placed in our hands to give to them, why in the world would God the Holy Spirit tell these guys who are out on a mission to take the gospel to the world, don't go into Asia? And he's referring to Asia Minor. Why? Well, this is rhetorical, John. Hold that thought. I don't want to answer that right away. I want you to just munch on that. Just chew on that for a second. God said, go into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel to how many creatures? Some of them? Half of them. Every creature. And so they went, they are going, they are preaching the gospel, and they're about to go into Asia, and the Holy Spirit says, no, wait a minute, don't go there. Oh, okay. I'll go over to Bithynia. No, wait a minute, don't go there. You know, and I can almost just imagine them scratching their heads and thinking, you know, God, what is up, man? If the world is dying, if they are dying in their sin, and God has opened this incredible door for them to be saved, to have their sins washed clean as snow, white as snow, so that they could know God and spend eternity with them in paradise, and the only other alternative is to die in their sins and perish in hell, why in the world would the Holy Spirit say, don't go there? Interesting question. Now, as I said, hold that in your mind for a few moments. We're going to get back to that. Just kind of put that on the shelf. We're going to answer that question eventually. Praise God. But I just want to kind of bring this home to you. Because all these cities, you know, if I were saying Queenstown, God said, don't, you know, forbid them to preach the gospel in Queenstown. So they tried to go to Centerville, and God said, no, don't go there. So they went to Kent Island. God stopped. Okay. Let's go to this map. Let's just kind of put this in perspective. Because I know that, you know, we're saying like Mysia and Bithynia, and where the heck is that? Okay, here's a map. This green line up here, going across from the bottom right corner to the upper left corner, is their route of travel. Eventually they turn around and come back the other way. But that green line going up there, and you'll see right about in the middle of the page, smack dab in the middle of the map, there's a place called Phrygia. It's probably cold there, Phrygia. And there's a glacier over there. It's a cold place, man. Shut up, D'Souza. All right. So they go, they're going up there along that green route. They go between Phrygia and Galatia, and they try to go to Asia Minor. Oh, is that like a laser thing? We should bring this out during the tithes. Will a man rob God? Pull out your laser. I don't think so. I'm kidding. Okay. Okay, so they're going up Yeah, they were nervous. They were nervous. They were going up this green path. With their lasers. And they tried to go to the left. This area right around in here, this area here is known as Asia Minor, or they called it Asia back in the day. They weren't talking about like China and Japan and all. Asia Minor. They tried to turn left to come down here, and they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to go there. Whoa. So they said, okay, let's go right. So they tried to go up right to Bithynia, and God said, no. So they said, okay, well, we'll just go forward then. And they came to Troas, and then nothing there but water. They came to the end. And so here they are at Troas. And think about it. They can't go back. God sent them out. He said, go, preach the gospel to every creature. So they can't turn around and go home. They're on a mission from God. Yeah. They can't go back. They can't go to the left. The Holy Spirit forbid them. They can't go to the right because the Holy Spirit said no. So they go forward to Troas, and all of a sudden they run into the water. What do they do now? They are stuck. They are stuck in Troas. They could get on a boat. But the prerequisite to getting on a boat is you have to know where you're going, or else what boat are you going to get on? They had boats going to Crete. They had boats going to Italy and Greece. They had boats going all over the place. So here they are. They can't go back. They can't go left. They can't go right. They can't go forward because they're blocked by the sea. They are stuck in Troas. Have you ever been stuck in Troas? I mean literally Troas, you know, not that you went to Greece or something. Stuck. Because you are trying to follow God. You are trying to follow His plan for your life. You're trying to sort things out, make the right decisions, do the right thing that is going to advance the kingdom of God and bless your family and bless you. And you tried to go to the right and God said, nope, I don't want you going that way. You said, okay, God, I'll go to the left. Left. And God said, yeah, the other left. Maybe that's why I've always had so many problems. You tried to go to the right and God said no. So you tried to go to the left and God said, nope, I don't want you going there. And you knew you couldn't go back, man, because those bridges are burned. So you try to go forward and the way is blocked by the sea. And you're like, okay, God, you don't want to go right. You don't want to go left. I don't know where you want me to go. What do you want me to do? You ever been stuck in Troas? Anybody? I think I'm getting quite familiar with the place. God, I know you're sending me. I know you have sent me. I know you have something for me. I can feel it in my bones. Everything inside of me bears witness that you have me set for a purpose. You have called me and commissioned me. You have put a fire in my heart to do your will, to see your glory brought forth in my life as a witness to the world. But I'm stuck in Troas, and when I try to go left, when I try to go right, when I try to go forward, I get nowhere. God, what do you want me to do? It gets to the point where you could hate being in Troas, man. Yeah, you're sitting there, oh no, don't tell me. I know where we are. Amen? So here they are. And maybe you're wondering, God, did I? Is there something I'm doing wrong? Is there like sin in my life? Because I mean, I've been examining my heart. I don't think there is. I know I'm not perfect, but you know, I don't sense you're dealing with me over some specific issue. I don't think you're chastening me or trying to cut me off in some way because of some sin in my life. My slate is clean. Am I misreading you? I mean, I've been praying about this thing. I've had witness from other people in the church and from godly counsel that says, yeah, everything looks like it's good. Did I misunderstand something? I don't get it. And you're frantically searching for an answer from God, and you're just wondering, why in the world am I boxed in like this? And sometimes you spend a long time in Troas, man. Sometimes you're like, dude, The city's getting kind of old, man. I know every crevice in the walls. Praise God. So here they are, sitting in Troas. And it's nighttime. And they're probably talking about, man, you know, when we were back up in Cappadocia and Cappuccino and Macchiato, and man, we times were good. And I don't know about this Troas place, man. It's just, we had a good time back in Frappuccino, man. I remember Silas was carrying on, and you know, this other guy said this, and I don't know, maybe that's what they were doing. You know what I really think they were doing? I think they were praying. I mean, Paul, man, this is a warrior of God. This is the guy on the, he's the point man. He's on the cutting edge of the kingdom. And God's warriors, what do they do when there's nothing to do? When there's no TV on down in Troas, what do you think they do? They pray, man. That's their life and blood and breath, man, is prayer. These guys live to pray. So I think actually when they were sitting there at night, they were probably just seeking God's face. They were probably crying out, causing all kinds of ruckus, man. Just, God, show us your way. Lord, we're here. We're seeking your face. Lord, do something. You've called us and sent us. We are at your feet. Lord, show us.